We can't ignore the fact that a lot of people in these day and time are really confused. They have lost the ability to think logically and constantly make a fool of themselves. But there are certain times men don't hold back from woke people.
You think my outfit is offensive?
Are you Mexican?
No.
Yes.
I think it reaffirms stereotypes that are offensive to people.
It's not yours.
Do you find my outfit offensive?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not your culture.
You don't really understand what their culture means and what it means to wear these things, like the hats and the maracas. You know, you sort of have to understand where all of this comes from for it to not be cultural appropriation.
Does my outfit offend you?
You look, no. You look nice.
Do you like my costume?
Yes.
Does it offend you?
No.
Do you like my outfit?
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Does my outfit offend you?
No, not at all.
No, nothing.
Let's see it. At this point, I think a lot of people who are woke just want a reason to be offended.
Do you think there could be a gay James Bond?
Hopefully the whole world rolled their eyes the way he did to that ridiculous question.
I don't want you to hate me for being white, but I don't want you to like me for being white. Why are these the only two options? Jesus. Okay, well, if I have to pick a side, I'm going to go with you guys, because at least your heart is in the right place. I'm just kidding. It's because you control all of film and television. That's why I'm over here. But when you find my old tweets, I'll be calling you. Yes, I will. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you can still comfortably tour the Midwest.
It's a great joke because it's true.
She, her. Yeah, it's okay. It's all good. Hi. I use she, her pronouns. I'm not sir.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's like a knife in the heart. I did specifically ask ahead of time not to be called sir. Yeah, I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
The Sweetwater starts at. Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's just always like a knife. It always hurts every single time.
I was wondering if there's a manager I could talk to about something that happened. Yeah, I was called sir.
Oh, okay.
It just really sucks every time it happens.
Sorry about that.
I don't need to be called ma'am. I just need to not be called sir, you know? Did you call me sir? I just want to tell you that the person who gave me this called me sir. It's just like, it kind of hurts a lot to get called sir.
Oh, sorry about that.
Very good. Thank you so much.
No, dude.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm not a sir. Nothing like a good misgendering. It is a knife in the gut when I get called sir. I feel like I need to tell him. I need to tell that that hurt. It hurts more though, and it's not intentional, because it means like this is sir to me. I know you didn't mean it, but I'm not a sir.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean it. It's just, you know, it hurts. I know when people clock me, it's fine, but like it doesn't hurt. Thank you. I'm not sir. Not sir. Not sir. But the guy who dropped the food off, he called me sir twice in a row.
Okay. I'll know that.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I think they need to have a good reality check that no matter how pretty they dress, the world still sees them as men.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes.
It's very simple. We need more people who can talk more simple truths.
You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We can recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning?
Because
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women
having
pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist?
Thank and that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Imagine a lecturer who views logical questions as transphobic. What even can her students learn? I'm such an environment.
Victim groups like these people. This I know, you're so oppressed, my dears. I know. Life is so hard for you. You have to live in the richest, most equitable, most just country in the history of the world. You have to get a college education. You have to voluntarily go to lectures. It's so awful. I can't imagine. The, you know, the people who are in war-torn nations, they must truly pity you. Goodbye. Goodbye, then.
I hope they are actually leaving to go get a bath.
Okay, is it okay if I touch you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, if I touch you.
Go right ahead.
Before we get started, do you mind if I touch you?
I'm also gonna cut my fucking hair.
Do you mind if I touch you?
Are you serious, bro? Just cut my hair.
Is it cool if I touch you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
cool.
It's usually just customary that I ask the person before I touch them.
Just cut it, cuz.
And what were your pronouns?
She, they.
She, they, too.
Yay!
Look at us, we're twins.
He, him.
She, her.
And what are your pronouns?
Are you serious, bro? Just cut my hair.
What are your pronouns?
They, them.
She, they. I'm glad we exchanged those.
Yes.
At this point, woke just means overly needy attention seeker, because if any hairdresser asked me such questions, I'd leave.
So you said, you actually started by saying that blocking puberty, which is chemical castration of a child.
Just one example, yeah.
Yeah, is life-saving.
It can be.
How do you know?
Because there are children who have been suicidal that have had these interventions made.
What children? How do you know? And how many children have had that done?
Me personally,
and then
I
are
haven't
still
met
suicidal?
Children. Me personally, I haven't met enough trans children to answer that question.
But
I know
you
that
are
the
making,
research exists.
You're making this statement. You're stating it as a fact in front of all these people. There must be a reason. There must be something that you encountered that led you to this rather radical conclusion that to save a child's life, you have to chemically castrate him.
Not Lupron, every child. No, sir.
Okay. Well, that is what you just said. The drugs we give to kids for puberty blockers, so-called puberty blockers, originally are cancer drugs used to treat prostate cancer. They're also used to chemically castrate sex offenders and child rapists. Now we give them to physically healthy kids. You're saying that we need to do that or they will die. And so one last time I'm going to ask you, what evidence do you have of that remarkable claim?
I don't think I claimed that every child would benefit from that.
Well, no, I didn't say you did.
You
said puberty blockers are life-saving. What evidence do you have for that?
They can be.
The
evidence
you know?
Is the encounters with patients who have had these procedures done, and it has saved their, I don't want to say it saved their lives, but it has made their lives better. I can't confirm whether or not they're alive right this second, but there are children that it has helped. So what do you have to say for the happy trans community who has benefited from these procedures? That's my question.
I guess what
for
I have
you.
To say is that your entire question is built on a whole stack of false premises that you can't begin to even remotely defend. So it's a faulty question from the start. I reject your premise. I absolutely reject that there are any kids who need to be chemically castrated in order to be happy.
Okay, let's.
She heard it on Facebook or somewhere, and now it's fact. This is where many people get their facts and beliefs from. Crazy. Sir, you have the girliest scream ever.
One.
Well,
like,
man, yeah, man. So in the earliest chapters of Genesis, you have the creation of man in Adam. And then Eve is created from Adam's rib, but she would be the other sex. What you're citing is this line that a lot of people who are pro-transgender will say, which is, you know, actually, in some Native American tribe that I can't quite name right now, I'm sure they believe in a third and a fourth and a fifth gender, but that just isn't true. That is that's been made up by white liberals.
You know the movie Mulan, Disney? Disney Mulan?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Mulan, yeah. Dresses as a man, right, goes to war. That's based off of true history.
Oh, yes, cross-dressing has
not
occurred in history.
Not just cross-dressing, but people who
in
went...
In Mulan, did the female character think she was a man?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't get why she thought Mulan would be a good argument.
So I can't have an opinion on abortion because I don't have a uterus, but I can be a woman without one? Got it.
Of course, this statement would trigger those wakies who think they can identify as having a uterus.
That you promote ends up with people dying because of it.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Let's discuss that.
Like, because you promote, like, this hate towards people like me and other trans people, and trans people get murdered because of the hate against them. So it's not just like a free speech thing.
Do you know what the murder rate of transgender people is?
Yeah, what do you...
Oh my God, I...
Let's talk about that data, because that's a claim that you'd make, and I'd like to explore that with you.
Okay, well, you know what? This is harassment.
No. Okay, you made a claim. Okay. You made a claim, and we'd like to... Okay, so you have no evidence.
She literally walked towards them, made a false claim, get asked a question, and then say, this is harassment.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser. Everything woke... Everything woke... It's true. Everything woke turns to shit, okay? It's true.
Woke means a man can put on a dress and go into the woman's bathroom.
Be comfortable with. I have extreme compassion and empathy for people who struggle with gender dysphoria and that they do not like the bodies that they're in.
Okay.
I have extreme empathy and compassion for that, but that just because someone feels that way does not mean it's true. If an anorexic person is telling you that they hate their body, they look in the mirror every day and they're like, I'm fat. A doctor does not prescribe them diet pills. It's the same way. We should be teaching people that the body we're born in is the right body. God does not make mistakes. You have a beautiful body and you should embrace that, and you should love yourself for who you are. And regardless, you can't biologically and physically transition into a different gender. And so, like I said, I have extreme compassion.
You think Jesus really cares about whether or not you're transitioning? Is there one time in the Bible where Jesus
said... Many times. He made them man and woman.
Whoever struggles with body dysphoria, know this. You are born in the right body. You have to work on acceptance. You need a proper therapy.
You must have a standard. You must be a biological boy to be a Boy Scout. You have to be a boy to be a Boy Scout.
Where's that written, though?
In the name Boy Scouts.
Boys have Boy Scouts. Girls have Girl Scouts. Really simple people.
Ziad, I use he, him pronouns, and I am Bangladeshi American.
And yeah, I just rolled my eyes. I'm glad the cameras caught it, because I was like, you know, it's just a natural reaction. And you know, there's a lot of people who said that was rude, done that, or you acted triggered. It's like, no, I didn't like yell at him or whatever. But the truth is, the pronoun stuff is ridiculous, and I think ridiculous things need to be ridiculed, right?
We have two choices: continue to let people with mental sickness run the place, or say enough in enough and take the world back.
I mean, you use Twitter.
Right.
Do you see a rise in hate speech?
I mean,
but just a personal anecdote, like, what do you do? I don't.
Personally, my For You, I would see I get more of that kind of content, yeah, personally. But I'm not going to talk to the rest of, for the rest of Twitter.
So you see more hate speech personally?
I would say I would see more hateful content in that.
Content you don't like or hateful? What do you mean? To describe a hateful thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that
what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm just curious. I'm trying to say what you mean by hateful content. And I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's what I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't. You can't name a single example. I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that For You feed anymore, because I just don't particularly like it.
But you
and
said
actually,
you...
a lot of people are quite similar. Hang on a second.
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example. Not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I,
well, then how did you see the hateful content?
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen your hateful content. I'm asking for one example.
Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying,
I say so that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give me a single example of hateful content, not even one tweet. And yet you claimed that the hateful content was high.
Well,
that's a false.
No, what I claimed...
You just lied.
What I claimed was there are many organizations that say that that kind of information is on the rise. Now, whether it has on
give
my
me
feed
one
or
example.
Not... I mean, I, right, and
literally
if you look at something like the Strategic Dialogue Institute in the UK, they will say that. So
look, people will say all sorts of nonsense. I'm literally asking for a single example, and you can't name one.
Right, and as I've already said, I don't use that feed. But
would you know?
I don't think this is getting anywhere.
You literally said you experienced more hateful content and then couldn't name a single example.
Right, and as I said,
That's absurd.
I haven't actually looked at that feed.
Then how would you know this hateful content?
Because I'm saying that's what I saw a few weeks ago. I can't give you an exact example. Let's move on. We only have a certain amount of time.
I know that this interviewer will wake up at 2 a.m. periodically for the rest of his life and think about this embarrassing moment.
How would you feel if you're selling your home?
Uh-huh.
You've got a home that you know.
Right.
And you put upgrades in it, and you know your home is worth $500,000.
Yeah.
And somebody comes into your home,
uh-huh,
and they see your photos.
Right.
And they see your family. And then they go back and they go, $350,000. You go, what the hell?
So you
but
tell
wait,
that,
wait,
you
wait,
tell
wait,
that
wait, wait,
story.
Wait, 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 one
you
second.
Tell
one
that
second.
Story
one second.
To get people to be convinced that's happening.
It's actually
out of 1,000 appraisals.
Oh my God.
Out of 1,000 appraisals, how many times does that happen? When you ask the question, what do you do if they appraise your house $350,000 less? Right? That's your question. Okay. I don't see myself as a victim. I stopped looking at myself as a victim a long time ago. And by the way, being Armenian and Assyrian, you know what a lot of people in the Armenian community do? You know what a lot of people in the Armenian community do? They sell victimhood mentality. I'm raised with that, which is the statement of mechka. I know you don't know what the word mechka means. Mechka means, oh, poor Roland. Oh, poor PBD. I don't see myself as a victim. And the other part is when you use one story as an example to divide and get people even angrier, because out of 1,000 appraisals, this happened one time, I don't think you're unifying when you say a statement like that to say, hey, this is what's taking place.
Some people find racism in everything.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am. Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you, sir.
Well, that's not very ladylike. These men claiming to be women are so angry for no reason.
And I wonder if you would like to kind of backtrack or apologize on characterizing the CRTC as a small group of privileged insiders closest to the Prime Minister. And I would also ask him if he would like to define the word woke. I asked one of his colleagues as well for that definition, and I'd like to see what he has to say. Thank you.
You're off the opposition.
Actually, I will backtrack. It is a big group of insiders, Madam Speaker. It is a big, sprawling bureaucracy with far too many people working for it. There will be less people working for the CRTC when I'm Prime Minister because they'll have less power and they'll have a hell of a lot less to do when I restore freedom of speech and freedom of expression online and on the Internet. And as for the definition of woke, woke has one purpose, only one purpose. Plenty of pretexts, but only one purpose, control. It is designed to divide people by race, by gender, by ethnicity, by religion, by vaccine status, and any other way that they can divide people into groups, because why? Then you can justify having a government to control all those groups. No more woke.
And I remember when woke meant you were actually woke to the BS that is consistently force-fed to us.
Did you just assume my gender? You said white man.
Okay, I see your point there.
How do you know I'm not a woman?
I see your point.
You need to check your white privilege, your white female privilege.
It's definitely hilarious when woke people get owned by their own logic.
Abortion, people get raped, people get incest, and it's crazy traumatic situations. And it's very hard for a human to ask a human, oh, keep that baby. That is impossible.
Do you think it's hard to ask someone, hey, don't murder an innocent person, even if you want to, even if that would be convenient? Because that's what we're saying about
Our fundamental beliefs are different. I don't think it's murder. I think it's that thing in the baby, not the baby, but the uterus.
You just said
that
it.
Is not.
I think you just admitted that I'm right. You accident. That's called a Freudian slip, and I think you just proved the point.
Okay, chill out. But the thing in the uterus is not a baby. That's what I was trying to say. It's just a clump of cells. It's a tumor. Okay.
It's a tumor.
And trying to be like, it's a baby. We just have fundamentally different belief systems. And I don't believe that. No, I don't think it's murder. It's not murder.
Right. But the baby in the, unlike a tumor, say, the baby in the womb, it has the DNA of an individual human being that's different from the DNA of the mother, and the baby in the womb has all the characteristics of human life, and the baby in the womb grows at a very early stage, grows to take on the form of an individual human being, and the baby in the womb left unmurdered will grow into a full adult-sized human being just like you are. So that would seem to be a difference between the baby in the womb and the cancerous tumor. So you're saying, well, I just don't believe that, but you obviously do believe that because you just admitted it because you called the baby a baby. You don't want to acknowledge that reality because it's inconvenient. And I'm not denying that there are inconveniences in the world and there's suffering and there are all sorts of difficult decisions that people have to make, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a right and a wrong answer, and it doesn't even mean that you don't know what it is, because you've admitted that you know what it is.
And so when they have friends that are in early pregnancy and want to keep it, do they say congratulations on your tumor? It has honestly evolved into comedy at this point, and the professor was just having a time of his life.
And so I'm going to ask you a question about that, but prior to that, I want to just state that for 5,000 years BC, Gala, transcribed and androgynous trans priests of Sumerian goddesses have been around and noted. 200 to 300 years before Christ in ancient Greece, there were gods worshipped by Gali priests who wore feminine attire and identified as women. Since we are standing on Anishinaabe land, Turtle Island, which is the nation that we live under, has
I don't live
two
under
spirited
Turtle
people.
Island.
Right. Well, maybe you should read a little more indigenous knowledge books. And indigenous communities have used two-spirit personas for the entirety of their culture. And so that leads me to my question. When you say that transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely, I ask you, Mr. Knowles, how can we eradicate something that has been here as long as humans have?
Well, yeah, there have been all sorts of crazy, terrible ideas for a very long time, too. You're pointing to civilizations that committed human sacrifice, okay? You're saying that some ancient pagan tribe worshipped demons and therefore we need to castrate children. That's not a good argument. Yes, that's true. There were all sorts of terrible tribes. In fact, as recently as a little over 500 years ago, the Aztecs here in the Western Hemisphere slaughtered 80,000 people in a sacrifice to one of the demons that they worshipped within the span of 4 days. That's not a recommendation of doing that. I don't think that we ought to consider it. Though, unfortunately, in our increasingly pagan and liberal culture, we do commit human sacrifice to the tune of 800,000 babies a year sacrificed through abortion. And it would make the Aztec...
It would suck to do all that research, write notes, and wake up that early just to be proven wrong.
I believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history.
Greatest political document.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless and savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document.
Thank you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, Cooper, where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure.
It doesn't.
No.
More proof that people will believe anything they hear and read without any proof to back it up.
There's evidence of people who were transgender in ancient Greece, Rome. Judaism is an example of a religion that acknowledges, I think, 6 or 7 genders.
I don't think that's quite true. And my evidence for that would be in the very first book of the Torah, in Genesis. One of the most prominent lines is that in the beginning, God created man, both male and female created he them.
They try so hard to make it make sense, and it never will.
Ma'am or sir, I'm not sure. I didn't misgender you, did I?
Oh, please. Stop.
Well, that's not very ladylike.
Oh, now you're misgendering me. Ladylike.
Oh, well, what are you exactly?
None of your business. What are you?
But you said I misgendered you. If I don't know what you are, how can I not misgender you?
Gets mad about being misgendered, but gets mad when someone asks their gender.
To make the decisions about who and
how
should
compete.
What has
she said that's actually wrong?
I think that what she has done is try to turn this. We talked about people, becoming, using things to kind of get likes and get clicks.
That's not what she's doing. Thing to do is stand up for women's rights to fairness and equality.
But she
actually competed against Leah Thomas, and it was obviously unfair. Leah Thomas won one of the races in the NCAA championships by 50 seconds against a bunch of biological females who simply couldn't keep up. That cannot be right. It cannot be fair.
That is something that I trust, I think our sporting bodies should be dealing with. And by the way, Riley is speaking up for herself. And that is her prerogative, and I respect her free speech.
I think she's speaking up for pretty much every female athlete in the world.
I mean, wasn't that the point of Title IX in the early 70s? Was something that was it was a major event in feminism, that we finally have this law that says at colleges, right, and I think high schools too, but definitely colleges, women's sports have to be given equal to men's sports so that women aren't getting, and this led to the WNBA and lots of other stuff. This seems to be the opposite of that. It seems to be so many instances, I think, where wokeness is the opposite of what I grew up as liberalism. Liberalism was, let's give the women an equal shot. Let's put a male in the swimming pool with the women. I don't get it.
It's crazy. And meanwhile, trans people who genuinely want to compete at athletics and swimming or whatever it may be, they're the ones who are suffering here. They need to be found a way to compete fairly and justly.
Well, what's your answer then?
I think there's one or two answers. I think they either compete against their biological sex, as many of them did before, or you create an entirely new category for a transgender athlete. And then they're able to compete fairly. But what you cannot do is continue to allow more and more trans athletes to start decimating women's records, in some cases, irrevocably.
So this politician is so intent on her agenda that she's dragging down a woman who's speaking up for women's rights.
Know that you're a woman.
Yes.
What is that?
A woman is somebody who is included and respected and seen and participates in society, recognized by other women. If you speak with women...
What I learned here is how to create a fake definition that benefit one's argument. He demonstrates this well.
You want to end all plastic manufacturing?
I said the plastics industry must be stopped.
So does that mean end plastic manufacturing?
I mean, in my dream world, sure. But I think that, go ahead.
No, so, I don't mean to be condescending here. I just point out, what's going to replace your glasses?
I do know...
Your glasses around your face. They're made of plastic.
Maybe. No, I don't know what they're made out of.
They are. What about, and I just point out some things here, because I just want to be realistic when we're having conversations, because when statements are made like this, I just want to open people's eyes and say, that's easy to say, but what's the solution? Your water bottle in front of you.
This one.
Yes. That plastic?
No.
The lid is. That's plastic.
Right. So I would first be concerned about single-use plastics, and then we can talk about alternatives to this.
Your cell phone there. The plastic?
The cases. But it's glass because I broke
the components inside
screen
of it
yesterday.
The components made out of
another idealistic person who has no sense of reality. Man.
So how would you define female?
Through my training in healthcare, there are several different categories for how we define sex. People bring up chromosomes. People also bring up hormone levels. People bring up all sorts of other categories. Lots of people don't fit neatly into a gender binary, even people we don't consider to be intersex. It's a complicated spectrum.
It's not complicated, but you also didn't define. So what is a woman? What is a female? What do these words mean?
It's complicated, and I know you're not going to like that answer, but that's because there are no simple answers in human biology.
Let me ask you a question.
You guys, let me finish. You guys like to bring up high school level biology classes a lot. I get that a lot. But people who go on to more complicated biology classes will talk about sex as a spectrum.
It's not. It's not.
Well, biological researchers would disagree with you.
Well, then they're full of shit, the ones that would say that. There are male gametes and female gametes. You're an EMT.
Yes.
Okay, if you're responding to a health emergency. Biological male, somebody with a penis, is having a medical emergency. And they say to you, I think I'm having a miscarriage. Would you check them to see if they're having a miscarriage? Would you consider that a possibility for them?
Look. No, but that's because some people don't have body parts. Doesn't mean they're not.
This is the type of discussion that needs to be done more, and then some simple basic answers we can live by.
If abortion isn't murder, then why is it a double homicide when a pregnant woman is killed?
Wait, this is actually a good question. I've been asking the same thing.
Not women. Okay. What's your name?
Sam.
Nice to meet you. Let's define our terms. A woman is an adult female with XX chromosomes. You tell me, what is a woman?
I think a woman is somebody who identifies as a woman.
Got it. So that's not a definition. That's like saying a table is someone that identifies as a table. Give me an objective definition.
No, it's not. A table is an object.
Well, tell
a table can't identify as anything.
Well,
it doesn't have a choice.
You have to give me an objective definition of what a woman is.
If I decided right now that I wanted to identify as a woman, I would be a woman.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question.
I know, but right now I'm a man, right? So if that happened right now, I'd be a woman.
Thing
so
is.
Once a person makes the decision to identify as a woman,
got it. No,
they're a woman.
That's a separate issue. What is a woman?
That's the definition.
No, I know, but you have to tell me what.
A person who identifies themselves as a woman.
But you have to identify. How do you know that they are that thing?
How do I? I don't need to know what they. I can ask them if I want to know.
But there needs to be. You need to tell me what that thing is, though.
Somebody who. Okay, we're not getting anywhere.
Well, no, it's important
anywhere.
Because it's like saying a giraffe is a thing that looks like a giraffe, or a coyote is a thing that looks like a coyote. It's called circular reasoning. You have to give me an actual definition.
I don't have to. I did give you a definition.
No, you said that a woman is something that thinks they're a woman.
I also want to say that one of my best friends is trans, and I would say that she's more of a woman than I am. I think that women define themselves by multiple things, not just their sex organs. If somebody asked me who I was as a woman, I would not say I have a vagina.
Totally fair. I think you said something smart. So you said that person is more of a woman than you are. Therefore, you're grading off a definition of something accomplishes womanhood. What is that?
I think it's, well, that's a thing too. And I do think that gets a little complicated, right? Because there are social norms for a gender, but I do think we try to break that, right?
No, for sure. But you said that specific friend is more of a woman than you are. Why?
I think she's a better person than me. I think she lives life.
So women are better people?
She's a better woman than I am. I'm not saying women are better people.
But what makes a woman a woman? Because you said she's more of a woman than you are. So I want to know what that definition is.
Right. Okay. I'm going to let somebody else.
Logic wins again.
Getting cause of death for pregnant people is?
Pregnant people?
Mm-hmm.
Mothers? Women?
If you'd like to call them mothers, not all of them are mothers, but if you'd like to call them that.
What are they if they're not mothers?
They're pregnant people.
What people other than mothers are pregnant?
Does it bother you to use inclusive language?
Well,
it's just interesting.
I prefer to use precise language.
It's interesting because you come into this conversation, you know, trying to hold this moral superiority. But then
I try to be moral when I can, but I.
Right. But when I use inclusive language, which it only takes a couple extra syllables to use inclusive language.
To include
it
who?
Seems to include people who don't, identify as women, but can become pregnant.
So, like a person who's born a woman. And then identifies as a man,
mm-hmm.
and is pregnant.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that in order to be a moral person, I need to accept the idea that a man, someone who is born a man and looks like a man, can really become a woman. That's a prerequisite of my being a moral person.
I mean, yes, To me, it is, because if you are trying to deny someone of their identity and deny what their life experience is, then that doesn't seem like a moral stance to me. I want to be accepting, and I want to respect people's life experiences and respect the way that they want to identify and respect the way that they want to present themselves to the world.
Bronte, I would like to identify, I do identify actually, as the correct person on this issue of abortion. I identify as being correct, and more correct than you on this issue. And I would just ask that you accept and affirm my identity. Do you?
Well, you are not a medical professional.
And so you're saying you don't respect that identity, but you do respect the identity of a man who believes himself to be a woman.
I'm saying that you are someone without medical training, and pregnancy is a medical condition and abortion is a medical procedure.
From now on, I identify as Batman. Alright guys, that's it for today's video. I hope you don't forget to like, drop a comment, share, or click the button below if you love to see more content on Wokies Getting Served the Cold Truth. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.